Good morning.
How are we today?
I'm doing pretty good.
It's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And this is our new radio show. It's about true crime in Indianapolis, or Indiana, not Indianapolis. So how do you feel about it, Tanner?
I feel pretty good. I think we did a good job researching, and so I'm excited to share the information.
What do you like about true crime?
I like that you get the real idea of what's happened in life. Like, people often think bad things don't happen, or like really bad things don't happen, like murders and stuff. Well, people do, but like the point still stands.
Yeah.
And like you can just learn about stuff. I don't know. Yeah. I just like it.
I like true crime because it's something that I feel like it's something that will never like leave your life, because it's just always going to be there.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to get started. Today, our episode is based around the duck boat accident murders in Branson, Missouri. Now, we're talking from Branson, Missouri, because the people that were injured in this accident are Indiana residents. So, let's do the history of a duck boat. So, a duck boat, as the definition recalls it, is an amphibious vehicle that can be driven on land or navigated across water. Now, duck boats were first introduced mid-World War II when they were used to transport people and supplies between ships and shore. And today, they're now used for tourist cruises in a number of cities. But after this accident, I don't think people would want to be on one. But
never.
That's just me personally. What about you, Tanner?
After this incident, I never wanted to go on one in the first place, but after learning about this, I definitely don't want to go on one.
I just think it's kind of, I don't know, it's just weird, like, how an on-road car can switch to a boat in just a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
That's just...
Because when you look at a picture of it, there's wheels on it, but it's also a boat.
There's just...
It's weird.
It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't sit right in my head. So let's do a little backstory about the people that were, we're going to focus mainly on the people from Indiana. There were a total of 31 people that sank with the boat, and this happened July 19th of 2018. Now, to some that was like, oh, that was just a few years ago. To some it's like, oh, that was a while ago. Well, it just came across its 6-year, mile mark. So Branson, Missouri, as everybody knows, is a tourist attraction. I mean, there's things, Ripley, there's, you got the Silver Dollar City, which is the big amusement park there. You got many, many, many attractions there. And have you ever wanted to go there, or have you been there?
No, I have not.
Do you want to go there? I feel like I want to go there. I've been wanting to
go there.
Well,
I was there.
I think it's like Tennessee, kind of.
Never been to Tennessee.
I love Tennessee. But, so... but I feel like it's just about tourists, really. Mm. It's like basically the same thing. But so moving forward with that, so this is going to be, this is going to be by the Table Rock Lake and the Ozarks in Branson. It's between Silver Dollar City and the Ozarks in Branson.
There was a total of 17 people who died. All, I think most of them were a part of the same family generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was 2 survivors out of that generation of a family.
Yeah. So in list of age order, it goes Irvin Coleman, which he was
76.
Horace Coleman,
70.
Belinda Coleman,
69.
Angela Coleman,
45.
Maxwell Coleman,
2.
Glenn Coleman,
40.
Reese Coleman,
9.
Evan Coleman,
7.
And Uriah Coleman,
1 year old.
That is insane. A 1 year old died.
And a 2, and a 7, and a 9.
And the thing that's really sad about it is, if you go over to Floral Park here in Indianapolis, you can actually see their grave site. And it's very decorated. It's decorated beautifully.
That's nice.
It's, if you go in, it's towards the back, kind of towards the kiddie land of the graveyard. But it's kind of sad to see that, like, one was born in 2017 and died in 2018. Yeah. That's what's sad.
And the fact that they won't ever grow up and experience their life like they had planned to is kind of crazy.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the day of the incident. So, from the National... What's the name? The National Weather Association. I'm sorry for that. They had sent out a warning for Branson that day, noting that there were many high winds, high gusts of winds, up to 80 miles per hour. And this caused really high waves. So you have high waves equals high tides. So it's really not, you really shouldn't be on a boat that day if your waves and your winds like that. Would you be on a boat that day?
No.
Because, like, personally, if the sky was gray, I would not be on a boat.
At all. Because I've seen so many movies where it's like they go out on a boat in the ocean and then all of a sudden there's these thunderstorms and big waves. Yes. I'm just like, no, I would not want to be on a boat.
Absolutely not. And I feel like noting this, like, you are, it's a boat, but not, it's not a boat, just a boat. It's a duck boat, which
it's
is
a
like,
car.
Like, literally. And you would think, well, if these rules apply to a boat, then it's probably going to be worse for a duck boat.
Right.
But I guess this company didn't think so.
And I think I read something about the owner of the business, the duck boat business. He knew that there was problems with the duck boat, and he still sent it out.
Yes, and that's another thing I wanted to point out. There are there were problems reported with the boat. It's not, it wasn't up to par on its service and its maintenance. So you would think, oh, well, maybe if we can't offer our services, then maybe we should issue people a refund or tell them to come back another day or something, you know? But they just had the bad idea. It's not. But
I'm just like, if you knew the equipment had a problem, you shouldn't have sent it out, because then you risk getting sued or you risk getting people getting injured.
You just killed 17 people.
And injured 31.
Yes. It is ridiculous. Like, it's the thought of the mind.
Yeah.
So, getting a little backstory of the business itself. The business is called... It was called the Duck Boat? I think it's literally just called the Duck Boat.
Yeah, I don't remember it being some, like, fancy name.
Yeah, it wasn't
name.
A fancy name. But the thing that killed me off was it is owned by Ripley Entertainment, one of the world's most famous, and it's a... You know how famous it is. Mm-hmm. Ripley is on everything. Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ripley's Guinness World Record Books. Everything that's out there is basically Ripley. Everything that's in tourist attractions, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Orange Beach, Alabama, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Branson, Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's all owned by Ripley because Ripley makes the money.
Did Ripley get sued or, like, any damage?
So, Ripley was not the one that got sued.
Really?
Because they said that Ripley put out a statement that Ripley told the company that the equipment wasn't up to par, so why would you send it out? So when the suing and the lawsuit came along, guess who got sued? The company itself.
Mm.
Yeah. So this kind of forced the company to shut down in 2018, right after the accident.
Right.
They opened in 1977, so they were, I feel like they were alive and well for a little bit. Let's talk about the ticket prices.
Oh my goodness.
It costs $40 per ticket.
For every single person on there.
Every single person. And I feel like another thing that was crazy to me was they were cramming so many people on them.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at pictures and look at videos, like, oh, here's our new services. Here's our new duck boat. There's like, it looks like there's like 80 people on there, but there's probably 30. But I feel like still 30 is way too much for a boat.
The duck boats seem pretty small.
Yeah, they don't. Like, if you think, what could I compare it to? I would mix a pontoon boat mixed with a fishing boat.
Ooh, fishing? I don't know what a pontoon boat is, but I know what a fishing boat is.
A pontoon boat is like one that has, like, you just relax on the water. Like one of these.
Yeah.
it reminds me of that mixed with like a little fishing boat. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't think you could fit that many people on there.
Yeah, definitely not 31.
And another fact that I thought was absurd was the captain of the boat. He knew about this too. And he still let it go out.
Oh my god.
Like, what?
That's kind of embarrassing for them, because you literally knew all the problems that were going on around you. The boat, the weather, yes. The water, everything. And you still decided to go on the water. And you killed people.
Yes. It's just crazy to me. So running back to the family, he was the uncle of the family at the time. So he was kind of the family hierarchy on this trip. His name was Horace Coleman, but he went by the nickname of Butch. He was a board member and coach of the MG Dads Club of the Youth Football League, and he was retired from UPS. Now, I had read in articles that they all went to celebrate Belinda Coleman's 69th birthday. Hmm. What a way to spend her birthday.
No, dying on your birthday is crazy.
It's sad. Like, to think about it, it really is.
Yeah. A day where it's supposed to be a celebration of life turned into death very quickly.
To another celebration of life.
No, literally.
So usually when we're talking about duck boats, we want to significant the things of a duck boat. So usually on board there's one to two people. And Sarah, how many passengers do you think a duck boat should usually have?
I think no more than 30, because since we said it was so small, it would just be packed or like crammed.
Yes, like I feel like if you have more than 30, you're like kind of sardines. Like, think about it.
I think like 25, maybe less.
I think 25, yeah. And the usual weight of a duck boat is about 14,880 pounds. So that's a lot of weight, but. Yeah. Whew, that was a lot. It's a lot to think about. Like, if you sit there and think about it, it's sad to think about it. Like, I don't know. I couldn't see myself getting in that position, you know?
Yeah. Because I can't imagine how scared they were. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden, they're enjoying the ride, and then the waves get, like, super big.
And, like, if you watch the videos, like, released by news crews, you would see, like, how high the waves were hitting.
They were huge.
They were hitting on the windows. Now, a windows on a duck boat is crazy.
Because they can break.
Right. They're just... I'm sure they're only plexiglass, which plexiglass can break, like, instant.
It's a little bit stronger than glass, but still, it breaks. Right.
It's plastic mixed with glass. That's all it is. It just makes you wonder. You know, sometimes it just makes you wonder what these companies do for money.
Yeah.
Like, they just put a whole family trying to enjoy their trip.
And killed them.
Killed them. Like that.
Like,
in less than an hour, they were done.
Literally. But, like, to imagine... You can't even imagine their thoughts, their feelings, what they were going through in the moment. Because that's such a scary situation.
And it came up on them so fast.
Yeah. And it's just... I can't even put myself in their shoes. Right. Because I've never been in a situation like that. That's scary.
I agree. Like, it's... I don't know. It's just really scary to me. But, so let's talk about the lawsuit. So after this, there was a GoFundMe created for the family's funeral costs, and that GoFundMe was funded. It was for $100,000 and they raised $95,000.
Nice.
So they didn't raise their goal, but they raised almost. So that was amazing that the community could come together and fund something for the people they want to remember in life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about the lawsuit, there were 31 lawsuits filed.
Dang.
And I messed my earlier statement up. I guess it was not against the company itself. It was against Ripley Entertainment.
Yay.
Ripley Entertainment probably lost so much
money.
Not even money.
No?
Probably lost their fame. Ooh. A lot of their fame. But you know how they gained their fame back?
How?
They opened new businesses.
Yeah.
If you go down the strip in Gatlinburg, I'm telling you, like 20, there's like 20 businesses at Ripley, if not more.
Hmm.
But it's just crazy to me. So the lawsuits that got filed against Ripley, since the former World War II amphibious vehicle sank in July 2018 at Table Rock Lake near Branson, a joint motion for approval of a confidential settlement was filed Thursday in the final pending suit, which was filed by Joseph and William Stricker, leading to the company itself getting sued for over how much?
$100 million.
$100 million. This, honestly to me, this should just be a start because these families did not deserve this.
Yeah, they...
Like...
They lost a whole generation. They lost multiple generations. They lost
multiple generations. It's not even just one generation. It's multiple.
Like, they lost small children.
Small
children. Grandparents.
Right.
Moms. Uncles. Dads. No, literally.
Aunts. Everything.
And I feel like when situations like this happens, or like people get killed in an accident by a company, and the company just gets sued, or like they pay a great sum of money, that I feel like people think only money can solve the problem, but I feel like money can't solve everything.
Right.
Money can't solve the years you'll be missing out because your family died.
Right, and I agree with that. Like, there's a significance about family, and like, if I ever lost my family to something like this, I don't know how I would recover from it. I don't know how I would recoup. Like,
yeah.
What about you?
I mean, obviously there's some, I'm pretty sure this is with every family, but sometimes there's arguments, and like, sometimes we don't like each other, but like, that doesn't change the fact that I still love my family. Agreed. And just losing them one day, like, there have been instances where my mom has gotten a car crash,
mm-hmm.
and I was at school, and like, I was scared because
it was
a bad car accident.
Yes.
And it's scary.
It's just a lot to think about. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to think about, a lot to express to other people about. When we talk about true crime, we're not only talking about murders that's happened.
Right.
We're talking about the little instances that happened. We're talking about things that you may have heard bitch stories on the news about. You're talking things about maybe you didn't even hear on the news. Maybe you didn't even hear about it at all.
Right.
But we're bringing justice to those people.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people who talk about true crime only talk about the
yes, like the murders. Famous.
Right.
The famous, everybody's, Netflix is making a doc series about this, or Hulu's making a doc series, or somebody's making a doc series about it.
Right.
They're just trying to use, and a lot of the times, I don't know. It's just, like, you just hear the same stories, but it's like, you hear the same stories, but you hear a different version
right.
of it.
Right, I feel like whenever... Like, those companies make a documentary. There's so many documentaries, but not all the information is the same from each one. So, you're getting different information. And you don't know what is true and what is false.
Right. And I agree with that. Like, that is so true. And let's think of something like that. What's something that you've seen, like, in a true crime podcast or, a doc series? Like, but you can tell, like, the difference between... Oh, one saying such and such, and one saying another such and such, and this one saying such and such.
I think I know everybody's talking about her, but Gypsy Rose. And I say that because during the documentary that the series, I think it was on Netflix or Hulu, I don't remember what it was on.
Oh, but Hulu. The app.
Yeah, Hulu. They made it seem like romanticizing it.
Yes, I agree with that so much.
And I'm just like, you shouldn't romanticize something so serious because it can affect the victim.
Yes.
And there's a lot of opinions if she was actually abused or not, because she did kill her mom.
Yes.
And that's the only person who can really get the information from. So if she's not telling the truth, she killed the only person.
Also, I've been seeing things on TikTok about her going back to prison. I'm so, like... That's gonna be something we have to talk about, because, like,
It's crazy.
This stuff is just insane, like...
But it's so interesting.
It is interesting, but it's like, do I need to watch more of it?
No, literally. Like, do I really need more information in my mind right now?
And once again, if you're new in, this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, Indy Giants 90.9, your station for variety. Yeah. It's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And we're here talking about the duck boat accident murders. And we're talking about, we kind of got let off track about how they're remaking some doc series and how people are on TikTok talking about how they're showing different versions of it. Right. And I don't know, like, some things just, they can't be remade. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, if you notice, something about this hasn't been made because you can't remake this. This is,
right.
This is significant tragedy. I'm sure everybody remembered this. Like,
lives around where it happened, yes. Because this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Could you imagine the people in Branson?
Yeah.
Like, their lives probably just got flipped around because, like, they probably were doing, like, marches against the company, right. And stuff. Like,
they were trying to get, like, justice and whatever.
It's crazy to think about, like, seriously.
And they probably didn't even get much justice.
Right. It just frightens me what these people have to go through.
Yeah, this is the real reality of people and companies. And companies who think they can do whatever they want regardless of the consequences.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to signify about this case?
I mean, I feel like we went over everything. I just think it's sad that multiple generations were lost. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the families are doing okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll never be okay.
There's still people living from the generations of the family. There are still people living. I'm sure they're bringing their traditions forward.
Yeah, I hope so. Because I really do. That's really all you can do. You can't bring back your loved ones from the dead. So
right.
All you can do is remember them.
So, there's really not much more to say. I just want people to remember this incident and never forget things that happened around you. When we thought of this idea, we thought of how, what is something that's really going to stick in people's minds? And what's something that we can do that will address our community? Now, we're talking Indianapolis as a whole. There's a lot of people in Indianapolis, and not everybody knows what's going on in Indianapolis.
Right.
There's more things here that's happened than people could possibly know.
Right. Like, what has happened?
I don't even remember. Like, there's been a bunch of stuff. Like, I don't know. I just remember this. This morning, I was on my way to school, right. And there was an accident between...
Yeah.
I know Tanner she probably didn't see it, but I know the fire trucks, there are a bunch of fire trucks.
The fire trucks passed by my bus.
If you have the app Citizen, you've probably seen it. It was, there was a bus, and there was a car that was flipped over with the airbags deployed, and it was likely to be a person entrapped, and there was another car in its, like, ride-up position, and it was just squished. I felt so bad. Yeah. And I told my grandma, and... We shedded a few tears on the way here because, you know, you got to think, what would you do if that was us?
Like, right. Because that's scary because you're watching it happen.
And, like, you could tell it just happened because they, like, literally just got out of the car. And it's, like, really sad. And the sad part about it was there were students in the school bus. How's that going to impact their futures about their lives?
Yeah, because they had to witness that. And the bus had stopped right in front of the accident. There was a bus right in front of it. Yep. So there was students in the buses watching this happen.
And probably feeling it happen, too.
Yeah.
Like, it probably shook them. Like...
But... Just imagine, you wake up, you say good morning to all your family, you say goodbye, you get dressed, you do all what you need to do, and then you leave out the door to head to school in your car or work in your car, and then all of a sudden, you're in a car crash, possibly dead or heavily injured.
it's sad to think about, like, seriously. Like, I just could not see myself in that position or predicament.
Yeah.
Like,
I would be terrified.
Yeah, me too. I would be like, I'm not getting in the car again.
Ever.
Ever. I'm not going for my license. Not doing that.
Even my mom is, like, kind of scared to go in certain roads because of the car crashes she's been in. Yes, she's scared.
I agree. And some of the roads are, like, really narrow.
Yeah. Like, especially, like, the...
And especially when you're in a school bus, too.
Yeah. Not the U-turns, but, like, the really sharp turns. Like, she was on a car crash in one of those, and she gets anxiety every time she rides it because she has to take that way for work.
Right.
So, it's just scary to think about. But... who knows?
So, if you're new here, it's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And we're talking about Duck Boat Murders. And we were just wrapping up a conversation about what had happened near Ben Davis this morning. There was a real bad wreck. And this is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. Indy Giant 90.9. Your station for what, Tanner?
Variety.
You got it there. So, anything else? So, we were on the track of that. Me and Tanner were talking about why we chose to do true crime and why we chose to do things in Indianapolis.
I think we did it because, one, everywhere else where other stuff had happened, they were all very gory.
Yeah, I thought they were very gruesome.
Yeah. Yes. So, we didn't want to, like, do that on air.
Because we are user-friendly.
Yes, so we did more... still very traumatic topics, yes, but less gore. And they're very serious topics.
Right.
And I think it's good to talk about just stuff that has happened in Indiana because nobody really talks about Indiana, I feel like.
It doesn't get its light shedded on a lot.
Not that much happens here, but still.
Quite literally. It's cornfields.
No, literally. The state fair is the most exciting thing ever.
Literally. Or the covered bridge. I love the covered bridge.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of things here, but, like, probably have to drive for most of them. And
yeah.
Who has time to drive, honestly?
I don't even got a car.
Right. But, there's a lot of things to talk about in Indiana. And especially not even just Indiana as a state. Indianapolis as a city.
Mm.
Like, a lot has happened. I remember me and my grandma went to the fair one year, and we got a thing of, like, it was an encyclopedia of horrors that happened in Indiana. Ooh. And there's, like, all these counties, and Indianapolis, I would say, by far, was the biggest thing. Like, there was, like, Decatur High School, there was somebody that died in an elevator there.
Oh, my God.
And, like, if you sit in the auditorium there, you can still hear them, like, their scream. It's very weird, like...
Decatur is haunted?
That's what I said. I think... Ben Davis is probably haunted, too.
Probably.
I know Ben Davis University is.
Oh.
There's a downstairs basement. I never knew that. Oh, that's where they have the prom there.
In the basement? Yes.
I think it's very odd, but...
Very. But, like, that's kind of cool because I never knew that.
Yeah. I remember I was going to go to Ben Davis University originally before I realized I would be leaving everything behind at Ben Davis High School and leaving all the opportunities behind. And they said that. I was like, what? That is crazy to me.
Yeah, because they don't have nothing over there. But I'm glad you didn't go, because then you wouldn't have met me.
And then I wouldn't be here.
No, literally.
But, yeah. So, anything else to talk about?
No, I just think be careful when you decide to go do family vacations.
Be cautious. Not even on family vacations. Yeah. If you're on family vacation and you see the weather... Take that as a sign. If you don't get a refund, you don't get a refund. But you'll never get a refund on your life.
Right. You only have one life. So you use it wisely, please.
You have one life, but people say live it to the fullest. I agree with that statement. Right. I say YOLO all the time. You only live once. Because, like, I do want to do stuff. I want to explore. I want to do stuff. But I would be cautious of what I explore and what I do.
I don't want to randomly get killed at a random place that I wanted to have fun and explore at. I want to be cautious and have fun.
Yeah. And even, I mean, you should just always be cautious. You should always be aware of your surroundings. Yes. You know, your parents say this probably all the time, be aware of your surroundings, be aware of who you call, of who's around you, be aware of who you call. Don't take candy from strangers. I don't think I would ever take candy from a stranger.
Yeah, no.
So, the other day, when me and Tanner were talking about doing our first episode, which this is episode 101.
Woohoo!
We were talking about doing a twist. So, Tanner, what's the twist?
Okay, so, since we talk about such, like, kind of traumatic and gruesome topics and, during true crime.
And we're a radio station.
Right. We thought maybe we should do a song or an album from the same year that this happened. That the crime had happened.
The significance of this year was 2018. And from 2016 to 2019 or 20 was a really good year for, like, some pop stars. So, Tanner, I have two songs picked.
Okay.
We either have Shallow by Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Or we have Never Be the Same by Camila Cabello.
Lady Gaga all the way.
Lady Gaga, why?
I'm not a big Camila Cabello fan. I love Lady Gaga.
I feel like Camila's song played so, this song played so much.
Yeah.
In 1 year. And it was like.
It's just too much.
It's a lot. It's just a lot. But Shallow is the comeback of Lady Gaga.
Woo!
Do you remember any songs Lady Gaga sang? Born This Way. I remember that one. I love that song.
It's not my favorite, but, like, it's good that she's including people.
Yes.
Like, whatever. I can't remember, but I do know songs.
Yeah. But I feel like when we talk about Lady Gaga, I think we're going to play two songs by her. We're probably going to play Shallow and then probably Born This Way by her.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I like Lady Gaga. It's a good Tuesday morning, and she's here to brighten it up. If you're having a bad Tuesday morning, she's here to brighten your day up.
Yeah, that's what Lady Gaga does.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, if I ever had the chance to meet Lady Gaga, I would just thank her. I would give her a big hug.
I'd be so happy, because she's like, she's cool, and I love her style. It's just, like,
it's
weird.
It's like, weird, but it's like, that's the style I'm going for. But
she, like, expresses herself in a
good
way. Yes,
and she does not care what other people think.
Which is really good.
Yes. And I feel like everybody should do that. Everybody should express themselves.
Yeah.
You know, like, be who you are.
I feel like you shouldn't worry about people, what people have to say, even though everybody does it,
right,
no matter what.
That is so true.
But you should just focus on yourself.
Yeah. You should always focus on yourself, but you should focus on your friends. Focus on your family.
Right.
I live by the life motto, help others, but never leave yourself behind.
Right.
Because if you leave yourself behind, you're never going to get back to where you are or who you are.
I like that.
Yeah. I've always lived by that quote. It brings wholesome to everybody, and it inclusivity, and
I like that. That's really nice.
What do we have to say about Gaga? I love her. Like, she's just an amazing artist. She does so much.
Her songs are really good.
Yeah. So, this is coming from Rolling Stones, because I had looked up, I was like, well, I want to do a top song from the year.
Right.
I don't want to do number one. I want to do something in the 1 to 10 range, because I don't want to do number one, because, like, you probably have heard that song so many times.
Right.
I don't even remember what I was looking at this morning. But it was the Rolling Stones. I looked at their website. So, according to Rolling Stones, Shallow is the comeback hit where Lady Gaga basically says, hey, pop stardom, I just want to take another look at you. After nearly capsizing her career with Joanne, she gets it right here. Oscar contenders Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper team up for an Edge of Glory power ballad, holding the spotlight with just acoustic guitar and their voices.
Mostly hers, but he holds his own.
Like the rest of A Star is Born, Shallow is a classic rock fantasy where the 90s never ended. Yet somehow, that's why it fits so perfectly into 2018.
Ooh.
I don't know. That sounded so good to me. Like, I was like,
okay.
So it's been Bryce
and Tanner,
and we're gonna pass this Tuesday morning off to Miss Lady Gaga herself.
Yay.
Here we go. Have a great day, everyone.
Have a great day.
Tell me something.